Okay, good Erev Shabbos. Shishi of Aschanan obviously begins with the Parsha Rishon, the Parsha of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim, the famous Mishnah, Masach the Brachos, the Dafid Gimel, about the Seder of Kriyat Shema, which the Rambam held, Kriyat Shalosh Parshios Elus, Kriyat Shema Min HaTorah, did all three Parshios Midaraisa, but of course, as the Mishnah states, the order is highly consequential, and Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim comes before Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos, which comes before Zechiras Kol Mitzvos, and the Rambam's really inimitable formulation, which has Yesh Bo Yichud Hashem, of course Hashem Echad, VeAvaso Avas Hashem, and Talmudo Shehu HaIkar HaGadol SheKol Taloi Bo, which is, I guess, a good segue to talk about what I want to discuss, which is, of course, Pasuk of Shinat Levanecha Divar Tabah Meshivtecha Veisach Levachcha Baderach Veshach Bechav Kumecha, both Lashitas Rashi Ule Ramban. So Rashi, of course, begins with Shinat Levanecha, the return Mechudadim Beficha, Shem Yishalcha Adam Al Tagamgim Elamor Lo Miad, moving on with Banecha Lutamidecha, Ve'av, Rav Kari Av, Avi Avi Recha Yisrael Farasha, Ve'nechizkia was Mami Torah L'chol Yisrael, so he's referred to as a father as well, calls all of Klal Yisrael his banim. And then Rashi says, V'dibar tabam, she ikar diborcha bam, namely that it's the ikar, al tasem tafel, that one should not render them secondary. So of course, the Rashi is tarte mashma here. Ikar diborcha labam, v'tasem ikar v'al tasem tafel, is certainly from a quantitative perspective, right? Rashi, ikar diborcha bam, right? That there's nothing wrong with discussing other matters, etc., but you talk and learning, and that's a really, really, really important value. I think part of this is, endemic to European Jewish culture. I don't know how well it journeyed across the sea, but this is a certain, modality, right? Losach sichas chulin meyamav. That's definitely part of it, but there's another element, which is the qualitative dimension as well. Ikar divur chabam, al tasem tafel, means that even when one is discussing other matters, the point is that, I think it'd be twofold. Number one, that one always has the recognition that those matters are tafel to the ikar, and so the passion, the intensity, should reflect that. A ben Torah, an Eved Hashem, Bas Torah, for that matter, right? If they didn't get, what they wanted on the menu, it's not the Ikar. It's not a primary issue. And so it calibrates our reaction to, Dvarim Shel Chol. That's, I think, the first part of it. I think much more ambitiously, though, much more significantly, part of Ikar dibur chabam, tasim ikar al tasim tafel, is that it's, what we would call a Weltanschauung, right? That it's a perspective on the world, that everything, all issues that are, not Torah proper, but they're viewed through a Torah lens, are perceptions of the world, and not to get into the substance now, but of, society should look like, our conception of Yeshuva Shel Olam, our attitude towards, we just read the Megillah Seicha, Bagoyim Ein Torah, Torah Bagoyim Al Tamein, Chachma Bagoyim Tamein, our relationship with Chachmos, Umados, with Derech Eretz more broadly, is very much that we see things from a Torah point of view, and that gives us the capacity to appreciate, other disciplines, but, to the extent that there's irreconcilable conflict with certain, I don't just mean it with certain theologies, but even, certain attitude towards, human beings and certain kinds of transactionalism or whatever it is. So, of course, it frames our entire way of seeing the world. So that's part of Ikar Dibur Chabam. Tasem Ikar al Tasem Tafel. So again, there's a quantitative dimension, then there's the qualitative dimension in terms of, making sure that we realize that nothing is as important. And also, enabling us to engage with the rest of the world, but through, halachic perspectives. So what are the halachic values that are at stake? What are the trade-offs? What are the pluses and minuses? So it shapes a perspective, a worldview, that hopefully is extremely capacious and extremely curious and extremely invested, as the Rambam says, not just, you know, b'chachma, but also b'yishuvu shel olam, lo so v'ra'la sheves yitzara, but it's all through the vantage point of the ikar diburcha. So that's Shitas Rashi. The Ramban, you know, and I'll try to make this brief, because there's a lot to say about Rashi here, but the Ramban lays out a doctrine, which I don't think has gotten near the attention it deserves, that the mitzvah of chinuch is mitzvah d'oraisa. Right, so with respect to any mitzvah, the chiyuv that a katan could have can only be a chiyuv derabanan, right, by very definition. But the responsibility of the parent, l'shitas Ramban, to educate that child is for sure a chiyuv deraisa, as it applies to mitzvah. So again, Rashi is very oriented towards limud haTorah, qua limud haTorah, right, al tagam geim v'tomer lamor lo miyad, interestingly here, the Ramban is more oriented towards asiyas hamitzvah. So just to read one passage here from the Ramban, on Vishinan to the Vanecha, where it becomes, I think, you know, indisputable that the Ramban really did relate to the din chinuch as a din daraisa. So the Ramban writes, Vishinan to the Vanecha, gam eila mitzvahs mevuaris nimrzu kvar, that's a national level. Right, future generations. So we are all commanded, not midrabanan, but midraisa, sheyedu banenu hamitzvos. So, you know, katan, you know, hayodele nanei chayev lulav. Katan hayodele satif chayev betzitzis. You know, katan shenazor achimo chayev besuka. Fine, but you know, those are clearly the midrabanan. But midraisa, the instruction, detailing the pedagogy that goes into explaining the dikduke mitzvos bepirtoseihen uvicholoseihen, etc. So that is clearly a din d'oraisa l'shitas Ramban. That's vishinant levenacha, right? That we're mitzvim that our banim should know the mitzvos. You know, if we don't teach them, what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to have ruach hakodesh. They're supposed to, roll the dice and say, you know, should I take a lulav or should I take, you know, an apple? It's ridiculous. So the Ramban says, Mela, if they had to practice a mitzvah, zaracha acharacha, so that means it must be a chiv deraisa to teach them. So again, it's Talmud Torah less qua Talmud Torah, but a Talmud maybe the deimaisa, which is no small thing either. Right, so the Ramban feels that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa or chinuch, and that's a very, I think, critical point, and sometimes very underappreciated. That you know, people talk about mitzvahs chinuch and in the Rabbanan, that is all true with respect to what level we can obligate a katan in any particular mitzvah, but with respect to the obligation that here's in the parent, nothing could be more of a din Torah.